Hashem, I able to start the week with good news that I just heard that the Rasha was killed in Iraq, and that he was hanged, and the world smells better already, Baruch Hashem. Ken yoivdu kol oivecha Hashem. But it shouldn't be one at a time. It's already the Baruch Hashem. Fast. And that whole island. And the sugi of Menuchas HaNefesh. Because it's a lot harder to experience it than to talk about it. It's like that with everything. But the more we learn, the more we talk, it becomes part of our lives of Ezra Hashem. And we'll have Siyata Dishmaya to live a life that's filled with Menuchas HaNefesh. Listen to this Torah, Rabbi Nachman and Sichas Aran. Sichas Aran, Ayin Zayin. We're going to learn a remarkable Torah from Rabbi Nachman. Kol ha'olam molim achloikis. Kol ha'olam molim achloikis, the whole world. The whole world is filled with machloikis. Machloikis. Fights, machlokes, disputes, disagreements. Kol ha'olam molim machlokes. Hein ben umas ha'olam. Machlokes amongst the nations of the world, ben umas ha'olam, constantly. Throughout all of history, machlokes, machlokes. V'chein b'chol ir v'ir. So not only is the machlokes between nations, the machlokes in each city itself, the machlokes and there are fights, disagreements, wars, in every home, is machlokes. Uven ashkenim, neighbors, Shechinim, neighbors, machlokes, fights, disagreements. Uben kol echadim ishtoi, uvnei beisoi, umasharsov, ubonov, in the house, so much machlokes between husbands and wives, and the members of the household, even the misharsim, there are workers or servants in the house, ubonov, the children. Ve'ein misha yosim eliba hatachlis. Rabbi Nachman says in the Sichas, Ein Misha, listen, every word is so sweet and so frightening. Ein Misha Yosem Aliba HaTachlis. There isn't a person who takes to heart the Tachlis, the ultimate Tachlis. Shebechal Yoim V'Yoim HaAdam Meis. Listen. Shebechal Yoim V'Yoim HaAdam Meis. Each and every day, a person's dying. Doesn't mean another person. It means you're dying. Every day, a person is dying. I remember once in class, they were talking about, the teacher said about how many minyanim of cells are dying every day. A lot of minyanim in a body of a person's cells are dying every day. And from the time that a person comes into the world, the process of death begins. So Ibn Achman says, Ein mi shiyosim aliba hatachlis, shebechal yom v'yom hadameis. Each and every day, a person is dying. He's dying. It's winding down. Because the day that you just lived through, the day that just passed, will never ever be again. And each and every day, the person draws closer to death. The picture that Rabbi Nachman is painting of reality, a world that's filled with machlokes, between nations, in the city itself, between shechinim, neighbors, in the house, machlokes. But Rabbi Nachman teaches that the truth is, It's one machlekes. It's one machlekes. It's one machlekes that has long tentacles, long arms, this machlekes. The machlekes is mispashet. It has the ability to reach out way, way beyond the individual life. Listen to his words. Vida. Ibn Achman says, and you should know. Shakol echad. It's really all one. Shamachloikis beprotis ben ish ubeisai. When there's a machloikis in a house, when there's a machloikis ben ish ubeisai in that particular house, a husband, a wife, parents, children, his brothers and sisters, when there's a machloikis in the house, v'chayotzeu gam kein mamish machloikis sheben hamalachim ha'umais. Ben Achman says you should know that when there's a machloikis in the house, it's mamish machloikis of international proportions. That doesn't mean to say, Rabbi Nachman is not saying it's so bad that we need to call in the United Nations to resolve this dispute. What does it mean? Listen to what he says. Mamish machlokes ben hamalachim ha'umas. In your house, it's mamish the same machlokes, the same dispute and fight as what's going on between kings and nations. Each person in the house is a bechina, is an aspect of a nation. And the nations, each nation is different, and the nations therefore involved in this, in a machloikis, constantly there's machloikis in between nations. Each person in the house is a bechina, an aspect of a different nation. So the disagreements at home are just a microcosm of the disagreements and disputes of the world. Now listen to what he says. Therefore, sometimes if a person sits by himself, for a long time he sits by himself in the forest, it could happen that he'll get crazy. He'll become a sugar sitting by himself. Doesn't mean for an hour, it means for a while. A person could become a sugar. Why? Since he's there by himself. Now, normally, when he's at home, he's involved in fighting with other nations, equals other people. He has other people to fight with and other nations to be involved in an international dispute. That means your sister is England, your friends, right? Or this one is Russia and this one is Japan. So when you're with the rest of the chevra in the house, the machloikis spills over. We'll see which the one machloikis really is. We didn't get to it. But the machloikis spills over into disagreements and fights between the nations who are in that house, meaning the individuals of the house. But machmashu levadabim, when the guy's sitting by himself in the forest, listen to this. V'necholom bar levad kol humus. So when he's sitting by himself in the forest, then all of the nations of the world are just in him. V'heimizgarin zebezeh, and the nations are at war. Every second, he has to take the position of a different one of the nations. Because each one, this one's getting stronger, this nation inside of me is getting stronger. So now I have to strengthen the other nation inside of me to fight against the nation that's getting stronger. It might take over. Because they're all in him by himself. It's not spread out with the family and neighbors and the city and the world. It's all inside of him. He's by himself in a yar, in a forest. And because of this, he can become en ganzen mishugge. He can become crazy. He can go crazy. Machmas his habchus hadeus shabai. Remember last week we were talking about The Pulis Amishtana is the constantly conflicting and changing realities of life, good and bad, the dreidel of this world. Sometimes you're on top, then you're on the bottom. Things are good, things are bad. In one day, the Pulis Amishtana is conflicting, contradicting Mitzis that we live through. So Ibn Achmed says when a person is sitting by himself, he can go absolutely crazy. And you know, you're saying, all I would ever want for my life is to be by myself a little bit, especially if you have a very, very tense type of a life and you're surrounded by people and responsibilities. So I was talking to somebody in the hospital a few weeks ago, but it wasn't a serious thing. But he said he's going crazy, he's got to get out, he's got to go home. I said, what's the shlach? Anytime I ever talk to you, you can't stand being in the house because everybody's making you mishug. You're in the house, no work. You're not at work, you're not in the house, you're here by yourself. Every now and then they take your blood pressure, they give you an injection. What's the shlach? Sounds pretty good. Sounds pretty good. The insurance hopefully is paying for it. It's a paid vacation. You're not, God forbid, there's nothing seriously wrong. If something, God forbid, is wrong, you don't want to be there. But this is all right. It's an Indian that you have to be here a couple of days just to keep an eye on something, but everything's all right. Sounds pretty good. They bring you to eat. Rabbi Nachman says, when you're by yourself, you can become altogether a lunatic. You could be going crazy. Machmas is Habchus Hadeyah Shabbai, because inside of you, there's this international struggle that's taking place between all the umays that are inside, all the nations inside of you at war. But if you're back home, you're in town amongst people. Then that war that's inside of you can now spread out and thin out. So now the neighbors are having a whole kind of thing, and you're involved a little bit, and you said something about the neighbors, and then in the city there are different things going on, and in the veld. So when you're back in town, the milchama has a chance, has the opportunity to spread out and to thin out. Kol echad mibnei habayis o ben hashchein. That's what Ibn Achmed says. Let's try to understand the Almadrega. It's a very, very, very deep teaching. Let's try to understand. All the milchamas of the world. Remember, I said that really it's one milchama. There's really one war. There's really one machlekes, the machlekes. All the milchamas of the world, all of the wars of the world. What Rabbi Nachman is saying is really, really a hispashtis is really the expansion of a very personal, private, tiny milchama. I'm asking all the men. I'm sorry to try to move. I apologize. Just to sit on this side, please, in the back. The men, shkai. All of the milchamas are hispashtas, an expansion of a very private, personal war, a milchama. And therefore, Rabbi Nachman says, we didn't see what this milcham is yet. Just Rabbi Nachman says that if you're by yourself, then the entire battlefield is inside of you. Then the whole battle takes place inside of you, and you go crazy. When you're with other people, then it spills out. So you can be mistader like that. You just get involved in a little bit of disagreements, and you fight, you yell, you enter the room, you come out, you yell again, you come back. I mean, but you're not going crazy. Because the milchama now can express itself outside of you. And because of this, Rabbi Nachman says in Yudal, Mukuta Maran, Yudal, in Simon Yudal, Sif Yudal, Rabbi Nachman says, all of the sicknesses that a person has, all of the machlas, God forbid, that a person has, are because of machlaikas. All sickness is because of machlaikas. Ki kol hachalois heim bechinas machlaikas. All sickness, what sickness really is in the body, all sickness is a war. It's a machlaikas. She'ein shalom ba'atzomav. Because inside the person, there is no peace. the elements, he says, Hayesoides misgarben ze al ze. The Baruch Shalom created the body in a certain way, and all of the elements of the body, and all of the different parts of the body, from the largest parts to the tiny, tiniest little atoms, electrons, and so on, every single part of the body the Baruch Shalom made in a certain seder, just like you have in the world. Yatzeh gvulais amim, so there's a nation, this place is the place of Canada, and this is America, and this is Mexico, and there are different places, yatzeh gvulais amim. And the Baruch Shalom established that there are places, there are borders, and each nation has its place. In the body itself, Rabbi Nachman says, every part of the body has its particular place and its purpose. Where does sickness and disease come from? Ein sholem ba'atzamav. Rabbi Nachman is alluding to a pasuk we'll get to in a minute. Because there's something wrong inside of him. The yesidus, this particular hormone was supposed to remain at a certain level. He's supposed to remain at a certain level, and he's supposed to respect all the other hormones and say, Rabbi Yisai, we have to get along. We want this yid to be healthy for till 120. Everybody's masking, so all the hormones say, hey, all the hormones are masking. We want this yid to be healthy and happy? Yes. You want to be with his family till 120? Yes. All of a sudden, there's one hormone that starts to think, what am I, a pushover? I'm going to listen to, he's the balabas. I don't know the names of any hormones, otherwise I would say them. He's the Balabas. I'm going to listen to him. So this hormone starts to get a little bit to act up. You go to the doctor says, oh, there's something doing over here in the thyroid. The thyroid is harasha, right? So the thyroid is acting up a little bit. The thyroid, there's something wrong over there. There's an imbalance. The imbalance means, Ibn Ahmed says, that there's a milchama going on. There's a milchama. Whereas they were created to behave and to act in a way of peace and to get along and to have derech eretz, each part of the body for the other part of the body, each one does his job, you do this, you do this, you do that, and everything is supposed to function a certain way. But Rabbi Nachman says illness, sickness means imbalance. I'm sure that's true medically on all levels, that something is out of whack. There's a particular part of the body, whatever that's called, that particular nekuda of the body, that is not in a state of shalom with the other parts of the body. The yesoidus, the eish, mayim, ruach, and ofer, the four basic elements of existence, the fire and water, earth and wind, which are the four basic elements of all creation, inside the person, those yesidus are supposed to live together in a certain way. Everything inside of us consists of a balance, a certain recipe of those yesidus. And we have the 10 spheres. How Hashem is Baruch fears the Welt, how He runs the world. Inside every one of us, there are 10 spheres. Chesed is supposed to be a certain way. Gvur is supposed to be a certain way. Teferis, Netzach, Hoid, Yesod, Malchus. The 10 spheres are supposed to, each sphere is supposed to be taken care in the proper way of what its tachlis is, and is supposed to be working in a healthy way with the other 9 spheres. And the person, as we learned at the very beginning of this inyan, the person is an olam katan, a tiny world. And therefore there are parts of the body, and if one learns the Svarma Kedoshim, you understand where the liver is connected to which sphere. Which sphere is the heart, the different sides of the heart. Which sphere is the kidney, which kidney. And the different parts of the leg, different veins, different arteries. Which the tzaddikim will learn pnimius, the inner truth of Torah, know how to heal without medicine. Because each part of the body is connected to a different hanhogis sphere. And that there is proper balance and health depends upon It depends upon the relationship between the spheres inside the person, between the spheres and the yesidas inside the person. And if God forbid, one of the yesidas, fire, decides what? I'm not going to stay like this anymore. Fire starts to feel like spreading, like being mispashed. So then it could come, God forbid, a high fever or something else can go wrong with a person. But the fire is mispashed. Whatever that inyan of fire is in the 10 spheres, in the different parts of the body, which we're not going to go into. There are some very, very special books that are written. Special Svarim in English also. And last year we were talking just a little bit for a few weeks about the eye. About the eyes. That every part of the body is perfectly aligned with the 10 spheres. And if the yesod of fire, if one of the spheres, for whatever reason that has to do with the person's moichin, with his decisions and thoughts, if something is strengthening itself to be mispashet in its war, to no longer be at peace with the other yesodes, with the other elements and spheres of the person, and seeks therefore to take over and to control and to rule over the other spheres, the other yesidas. So then the person, Rabbi Nachman is teaching us, the person becomes sick. It becomes sick, and it depends exactly what's happening inside. And therefore a true tzaddik is able to know which inyan you should concentrate in your avodah, which mitzvah, which is connected to that sphere, to strengthen this particular mitzvah, to learn from this sefer, to learn from that gemara, to say this kapitel tehillim, because each one is connected to a certain sphere. And when there's an imbalance between the spheres, there's a sickness, and you have to strengthen the balance between the spheres inside of you. This is a very frightening picture. It's a scary picture of reality, and it's the scariest of all is that that's really the picture. This is what it is. Everything is machlokes and milchama. Machlokes and milchama. Opposite yesodis, opposite elements, spheres, chesed and gvura, nations, neighbors, a man and a woman are living in one house, a husband and a wife, opposites. He comes from the side of Chesed, she comes from the side of Gvur. The two opposites, Esh and Naim, are brought together in one house. The children, each one's a different teva. Each one with a different spiritual makeup and composition, balance of spheres, and each one wants to be mispashet and take over that place and to have his own little universe, his own little malchus. Can't bear when the parent says like this, or the brother says like that. But where does it all begin? Remember I said at the beginning, there's one machlokes. And this is what Rabbi Nachman was alluding to. The pasuk in Tehillim Lamed Zayin. Rabbi Nachman said those words, when Rabbi Nachman spoke about, Ein Sholom Ba'atzamav, that there's no peace between his bones. The pasuk is in Tehillim. Ein shalom ba'atzamai. There is no peace within me, within my bones, within my body. Ein shalom ba'atzamai. In my atzamas, which means in my body. Ein shalom ba'atzamai. And David HaMelech says two words, and he explains why. Ein shalom ba'atzamai. David HaMelech is saying, I am sick. I have a running nose, I have a fever, I have an earache, a toothache, I have a heart problem, I have a problem with an ulcer, I have this, I have that, I have a certain part. When a person hears lo aleinu, when it comes to that terrible sickness, when it comes to cancer, and you're wondering, can't anything be done? It's like this tiny part of the body is taking over. There's a tiny part of the body that is multiplying out of control, it's growing out of control, and all the king's horses and all the king's men can't stop this crazy koyach from growing beyond its borders. You were supposed to be a tiny little thing that was supposed to help the body and to contribute to the state of health. Just like the nations of the world, and all of a sudden this starts to get crazy. And to grow out of its borders and to try to conquer and take over the person's body. Where does it all begin? So David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Ein Shalom Ba'atzamai. David HaMelech said, I have no peace inside of me, in my body. I have no health. Ein Shalom Ba'atzamai. The two words after those words are Mipnei Chatosi, because of my sins. I was talking a little bit about this. We're going to be learning the Erev Atshuva and Erev Shabbos. For those of you who are here, the Malbim on that pasuk, Ein Shalom Ba'atzamai, Tehillim Lamed Zayin Pasuk Ches. You take a look in the Malbim. The Malbim says, "She'atzmei ha'pnimius," that the inner essence of the person is mola yogun v'yeyush, is filled with sadness. We're talking about an Erev Shabbos in the Arizat Shuvah, sadness and despair. B'nei hachek, not because I haven't paid for the car, I'm overdue with the mortgage, not because I got a bad report of the PTA, that's all annoying stuff and upsetting stuff. But the reason that there's that my kishkas are at war, the real reason that the kishkas are at war with each other, and that I'm sick. The Malbim says, David HaMelech says, Mibnei Achet, because of the sin. And Aveira sends the system. It sends the system away from its healthy symmetry, from the symmetry and balance that it was in. It distorts and perverts. And we were talking about Erev Shabbos, that by Goy, he could be happy, right? Some of you were there, like this or like that, he could be happy, he does this Aveira, does that Aveira, it's not. But by a Yid, by a Jew, the Teva, Zechelek Elokom Imal, and every single part of him, which sphere, the spheres are Kedosh, not the spheres of Toma that are insensitive and coarse, but the spheres of Kedusha, the Koiches of Kedusha inside of him are at war. Why are they at war? Because of the Chet, because of the Aveira. So I was talking last week. I spoke to a chevra therapist, and I mentioned from the second chelik from Likut Amran in the seventh Torah, where Rabbi Nachman speaks there about how to be a leader of Jews. Only the one who has rachmanis can lead Jews. You have to have rachmanis to lead Jews. To be a parent, to be a rebbe, to be a leader, you have to have rachmanis on Jews. And Rabbi Nachman explains, what's the biggest rachmanis on a Jew? What's the heaviest burden that a Jew carries in his life? Rabbi Nachman says, Aveiros. Because the nature of a Jew is to be holy and pure. The nature of a Jew is that all of the koiches should be perfectly aligned and balanced within Shemayim. The 10 spheres in Shemayim and the 10 spheres inside of you are supposed to be perfectly at peace with each other. Therefore, Rabbi Nachman says, if you want to help other Jews, if you want to heal other Jews, you have to have rachmanis. And what's the Iker Achmanis? The Iker Achmanis is not that Jew is short on money, it's Achmanis. The Iker Achmanis is not that Jew doesn't have a shidduch yet, it's a problem, you should try to help. The Iker Achmanis that a Jew suffers from is his Aveiros. Whether he'll tell you or he won't tell you. Whether he knows it or he doesn't know it. Ein Sholom Ba'atzamai Bebnei Chatosi. There's no peace inside of me. Because of my Aveiros. All the other Milchamas, all the other things that are wrong with me, I would be able to deal with. I would be able to handle. I would be able to have a certain peacefulness and inner tranquility. I would be able to take care of my other issues. But my avarice leave me no peace. And all of the ascites inside of me, all of the spiritual hormones are at war, grinding one against the other, the friction, the anger. That the avarice of a person set a certain sphere of the opposite, the impure side of that sphere becomes strengthened and empowered and gains a certain confidence. And then before you know it, you have this Saddam Hussein, Yimach Shemai, rolling around inside of you. Now we could say Yimach Shemai V'zichro and feel much better. All of that's rolling inside of you. And this Milcham, this nation, Mr. Vilna Gaon spoke about the 70 Koyachos HaNefesh and the 70 nations of the world. The Vilna Gaon's Ma'aroch is the 70 nations. That's also in the very beginning of Kabbalah. 70 nations and 70 Koyachos HaNefesh. And the Vilna Gaon could tell you what France was and what this nation was. The 70 basic nations of the world are corresponding to 70 Koyachos HaNefesh, which are 7 times the 10 spheres, which we're not going to go through the whole Indian. That's not for now. Why 7? It's the 10 spheres, Kaful 7. And the Muhammads that are going on inside of a person, that until Rabbi Nachman said, when you're sitting by yourself, you can go Meshuggah Mamash. You can go out of your mind. It's from your own Aveir. It's from your own Aveir. And what's scary is that from there it grows. Like the Chavetz Chaim said, when Jews are not learning properly in Radin, then they're fighting, then there's a war someplace else in the world. Because the Bachram are arguing about politics instead of learning. They were sitting in the Beis Medrash and they were talking about politics and they didn't see the Chavetz Chaim standing there. The Chavetz Chaim said, if they're fighting, if there's a war going on in Japan, it's because you're not learning in Radin. You're not doing what you're supposed to in Radin. In our village, in our little village. Because there's a very, very delicate balance between the guf, the body, and the neshama. The guf and the neshama. Very delicate balance. And if there's something going on inside that's unhealthy, if there's a machloikis and milcham inside because of the averis, especially if you don't admit them, especially if you hide them, then they get uglier and stronger. You don't say vidu, you don't remove them from your system. They sit, they languish inside of you and get sicker and sicker and sicker over the years. You're not honest with yourself. You don't cry out to Hashem. You don't admit your mistakes. You don't apologize to your wife. You don't apologize to your husband. You don't apologize to your children, to your friends. You don't apologize to the Rebbe Shlomo, to the Master of the Universe. And everything sits there and gathers strength and becomes more cancerous. So what's the Eitzah? Okay, so what I'm going to say now is going to make you live. But it's not my Eitzah. But it's not going to make you laugh, or you'll stop laughing when you understand it. It's a very good Eitzah. It's a very good Eitzah. As a matter of fact, this Eitzah just ended a little bit like an hour and a half, 2 hours ago. Not even. It's called Shabbos. Since Shabbos is the day of Menucha, we've been talking about this for months already. Menucha means a ceasefire. It's a ceasefire. Shabbos, Menucha. Mahayolam Chaser. That's why it's the biggest Yetzirah to have Melchamos on Shabbos. We'll talk about that in a minute. Bar Shabbos, Bar Menucha. Shabbos comes, Menucha comes. The Gemara says in Shabbos, and Daf Chav Gimel, many of you learn this Gemara, and even the women who are not learning Gemara know of this Gemara because it was something that we've all been taught in school and yeshiva growing up. The Gemara there talks about a number of reasons why is it that we light Shabbos candles. Obviously this is connected to women in a very, very deep way since the mitzvah is primarily given to the women. But the Gemara there talks about why is it that we light Shabbos candles. Kavod Shabbos, Einik Shabbos, you're familiar with the Gemara. But the Ikka, the main reason, if you look in the Poskim, you'll see in Reis Amal Gimel, you look in the Poskim, you'll see. that the main reason for Hadlokas Ner Shabbos, Shabbos candle, is what, Rabbi Yisrael? Mipnei Shalom Bayis. That there should be peace in the house. Mipnei Shalom Bayis. What does that mean? So you look at Rashi, the Mefarshim, the Shalom Bayis. They say such an interesting thing. You look in Rashi. If it's dark in the house, remember they didn't have electricity. If it's dark in the house, then people are going to stumble and fall over each other. They'll bump into each other and they'll get hurt. I'm sure I'm not the only person that has ever stubbed his toe in the middle of the night in a dark room. When you're sure that at that point the Chevra Kedisha is going to come take you away, it hurts so much, right? So Rashi explains that everybody in a dark place, in a dark house, they're stumbling and falling. It's more than that. If you look at the Mefarshim, people are agitated and nervous and angry. They don't see each other. They don't understand each other. The Chidah says, in Mari Be'etzba, the Chidah writes, Be'ha'olos ha'mincha be'erev Shabbos, when it comes, it's late in the afternoon, and it's time, mincha erev Shabbos, the sun is setting. It's a very dangerous time. As it gets dark Friday evening, it's a very dangerous time of machloikas. Mesukan, he says, l'machloikas. Mesukan with a samach, it's dangerous. There's a great danger of machloikas, more than any other time of the week. There's a danger of machloikas as it's getting dark Friday evening. Then ishli ishto, in particular between a husband and wife. The two spheres, the two koichas. Harbe toireach asitraach. The Chida says that the Sitra Achra, the Yetzirah, works very hard at that moment. He works, what do they say, what's it called, 24-7, right? I tried that a few times and I said 9-11. So like my children, I'm trying to talk a little bit more like the kids if it's not working out so well. But 24-7. The Sitra Achra, the Yetzirah, is working 24-7. But especially as the sun sets Friday, everybody knows that. Certainly, a single person doesn't know, because what's an afkimini, especially Yeshiva Bacha. Yeshiva Bacha, you know, when someone says Kiddush, he says, oh, Shabbos. Like, he made so many hachanas, right? He made all the hachanas, right? But if you have a family, you understand hachanas, things get a little bit tight. So you say, nah, it's only in the winter. Because what am I supposed to do? Shabbos at 4:18, it's impossible. If Shabbos would be at 7:18, everybody would be happy. Nobody would have any. Then nobody would be tense on Friday. Nobody would be anxious. It's just, what do you want? The store, everything's closing at 4:00. I didn't have time. This wasn't the Shabbos clock. Nobody took it. The lights on in the refrigerator. You didn't do this. You didn't do that. The baby, the kid, you hoot, the shower, the bath, nothing garnished. But if it would be 7:00 Shabbos, then we'll all be happy. And everybody knows that that's not true. The Chida says, at that moment, at that time when the sun is setting, when it's getting dark, the Yetzirah, the Sitra Achra, works hardest at that time, and it's at Shabbos, to make a fight, especially husband and wife, to make fights in the house. To make fights in the house means a fight in the town. A fight in the town means a fight in the nation. It means between nations. It means in the whole world. That's especially when the Chida says that's Mesukan. It's not just the Chida. The Chida is being from Zohar Kodesh Modus Fun. So what can help? What can come to the rescue? Since the horrible Machloikis, it's the end of 6 days, when God forbid during the 6 days of the week, when's the person is spiritually weakest? We learned now, that the reason for the Machloikis inside, between the nations, the international battle inside of you, is because of Aveiros, right? So the end of the 6 days of the week is when the neshama is weakest, right? And the body is strongest. It's when the yesidus of tumah, it's when the holy ten seers are most downtrodden, are most exhausted, are most fragile and vulnerable after an entire 6 days. Entire 6 days of work and problems, machinyonim and averus and taivus, all kinds of things. So therefore the end of the 6 days, the neshama is like crushed, and the neshama is bent over, and the guf, the body, and the yesoidus of tumah and the spheres of the other side are strong and powerful after a week of taivus and averus of internet and television and newspapers and books and narishkeit and worse and worse, all kinds of things, and being on the streets of a world that's filled with tumah, not being in your house. So what's the eitzah? The Gemara tells us Shabbos candles, near Shabbos. That's the eitzah. She says, that's the eitzah? The biggest fight we had last week was because I told my wife to light the candles and she was still in the shower. Right? That was the biggest fight. And the Gemara says, Ne'er Shabbos is because of what Shalom Bayis. We understand Shalom Bayis means much, much, much more than peace in the house. It begins with peace inside yourself. And from there it spreads to the house and to the neighbors and to the rest of the world. But it begins within yourself. To create peace within yourself, to be lichtig within yourself, that you shouldn't be stumbling inside yourself, one inyan over the other, in chesed gvur, each sphere or the other sphere, that your body shouldn't, that the averus shouldn't be tempting and pulling you out of control, that you shouldn't be synchronized with the Rabbanu Shalom, with the holy spheres. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says that ner, the two letters nun reish, are neshama and ruach. A nefesh ruach. Ner Hashem nishmas Adam. There is a neshama, there's a candle, there's a fire of the neshama that's burning, that's shining inside of a person. And the Zohar tells us that the actual candle is the oil. Or if you use wax, that's the candle, the oil in the Gemara. The oil is the candle. That's the body. The physical body is the actual candle, the oil. And the candle that's burning, the flame of the candle is Ner Hashem, Ner Neshom and Ruach, Nishmas Adam is the Neshom. And the Zohar is teaching us that the Shabbos candle doesn't just mean the candle, it's the koyach of Shabbos. Shabbos has the koyach to make peace between the neshama and the guf, between the different parts of the candle, that they should work with one another and that should burn. The oil, the candle itself, the receptacle, the oil or the candle with the flame, that means the body, and the flame means the soul. When one lights the Shabbos candle, that chibur, that means a connection between the neshama, the ruach, the ner is the neshama and the ruach, the burning candle is the neshama and the ruach. It joins together with the oil or the candle or the wax. That means the body. The machloikis within a person comes from the imbalance between the neshama and the guf that we were talking about on Shabbos by Rav Kook. Ein shalom ba'atzamayim b'pnei chatosi. There's no peace inside of me. My neshama wants one thing and my body wants something else. The whole week there's this war going on between my neshama and my guf. My guf says, do the aveira. My neshama says, it's not nice. And the whole week I'm struggling. There's a milchama, ein shalom ba'atzamayim. There's no peace inside of me. My neshama wants to daven, my neshama wants to learn, my neshama wants to be, my neshama wants to do mitzvahs, and my guf wants to do aveiros, wants to sleep, wants to... And there's this milchama going on inside of me. I mean, meila, the milchama spreads, husband, wife, friends, parents, children, neighbors, town, world, universe, all of that comes from the milchama inside of myself. So the nations are at war inside of a person during the week, and he's torn apart from, shredded into a million pieces. I mean, Mela, there's no menuchas and nefesh during the week. There's no menuchas and nefesh. And the hispashtus of that turbulence, the hispashtus of the fight between the neshama and the guf spills over into the house. It spills over into your midas and how you talk and how you act and how you feel nervous the whole time. Especially at the end of the week when you're at the weakest point. And then comes Shabbos and you light the candle. And the Shabbos candle means that there's a light of the neshama that could shine mamish and can spread from your house, from inside of you, that peacefulness. Where now I know that the truth is, I feel that the week is finished, and I suddenly gain the strength of Shabbos to what we shaylate, to bring balance back to who I am, and to remember the tachlis of my being in this world. And then the light of Shabbos is able to light up, just like the Gemara says, when there's light in the house, then you could see everything where it is, and nothing breaks, nothing falls, nothing crashes one into the other. So too, when you light the Shabbos candle inside of you, the war ends, the crashing stops, the fighting stops inside of you, because it's lichtig, because the light of Shabbos is able to show the Or Ein Sof, the infinite light of Hashem, that descends from the highest, highest place beyond this world. That when that light of Shabbos comes into the world, when it comes into a person, we see the truth and we understand the Alma de Piyud, the world of separation, of division, is Nairishkeit, it's all Sheker. And it comes and we say in Shul, Rosa de Shabbos, Ish Shabbos, Tisachabbos, the secret of Shabbos is Rosa de Echad, the mystery of oneness. There's no machlokes, everything is one. Hapayrei Sukkah Shalom Aleinu V'al Kol Am Yisrael V'al Yerushalayim. Hapayrei Sukkah Shalom Aleinu first, Aleinu. Everybody's screaming, what's going to be in itself? It's going to be in itself. There has to be peace in itself. Kaidim, what about inside of ourselves? Hapari Sukha Shom Aleinu V'al Kol Am Yisrael, us, Al Kol Am Yisrael V'al Yushalayim. And how does Shabbos do that? So we go back to what we spoke about at the beginning, but really the beginning of tonight and the beginning of what we're talking about this inyan. Rabbi Nachman said in the sichas that we began with, in that sicha, when he was talking about the fighting that's going on between nations and cities and people in the house, and the reason he gave for all the machlokes is one reason, and I read it and I don't know if you picked up on it. It's one reason. The reason that we learned is because Ein Shalom Ba'atzamah, because there's no peace inside of myself. But why is that, Taka? Ve'ein mi sheyosem elibay hatachlis. Everybody goes on fighting. Fighting in the house, fighting with your neighbors, fighting between the cities, and everybody's fighting. Where do all the fights come from? From the Averis. Where do the Averis come from? Ein mi sheyosem elibay hatachlis. Nobody takes to heart what's the tachlis. It's the tachlis of life. Then Rabbi Nachman said that every day we're dying. Every day we're dying. Ve'in nisha yosem liba ha-tachlis. Shabbos means you see the truth. That's the candle of Shabbos. That's not stam. A candle. That balance of the neshama and the guf, that the candle, where they burn together, the neshama and the Hashem nishmas odim, and they're at peace with each other, and the war ends. That's not avoda, where a person has a candle and he sees the truth. When it's not dark anymore, when it's dark, you don't see the truth. Tonight is the yard site of Rabbi Nosson Breslov, Asar B'Tavis. And Rabbi Nosson writes, Ki adlokes ne mitzvah zeh b'chines hamshokas or ha'einsev sheyoyer ladas. Lighting the Shabbos candle means drawing from the infinite light of God to illuminate your mind. Relayda, Ki Hashem Hu Elokim. What's the tachlis? The tachlis is Ki Hashem Hu Elokim. Hashem is God. שזה עיקר התכלס שבשביל זה נברא האדם. For this tachlis man was created. Kedei ladas oisi yisburach, in order to connect him and to know him. Ve'ef shaleidim min yisburach kim ayidei zeh. And it's impossible to know the Rebbeinu Shalom without this. Ayidei shezoichin shiyiftach le'or ein seif b'chem loseh ha'gedoy li'at beg Hashem. When you light the Shabbos candle, or when your wife is lighting, or someone in the house is lighting a Shabbos candle, you have to beg Hashem, Rebbeinu Shalom, open up for me my eyes, that with this candle I should see the truth of why I live. That I shouldn't be in the dark anymore, like Ramchal talks about that we learned last year. She is barvi yisame say salodim achavosam arlamo. That I shat a candle of Shabbos to show me the truth of why I was created, of what I'm here for. She is barvi yisame say as machavosam arlamo. Why am I here? But the whole week I forgot. Says, you are my candle. Rabbi Shalom, I can light 1,000 Shabbos candles, over 1,000 Shabboses, and I come back and I go to Shalom, I'm still the same small person. Or I go from the Shabbos candle and I roll over to the couch and I read some stupid racy novel. Or I read some newspaper that talks about the milchamas in the world. 1,000 Shabbos candles, and I'm still the same tiny little person. Machloikis and milchamas. You are my kin. That's the aura of the tachlis. And when a person has that lit, and you take it to heart, like Rabbi Nachman says, Shabbos, you take it to heart. The raza, the echa, the mystery of oneness. Then the pulus and the shtanas that we spoke about last week, the conflicting realities that face us and that confront us in life, the 6 days of the week, the pulus and the shtanas, the 39 malachas, crazy stuff going on inside of us, outside of us. There is no machlokes. It's roza de echa, the mystery of oneness. Kel oben al kol hamasa. That's Shalom Bayis. Peace within oneself. Ba'or chanira or Hashem, in your light, I can see light. We're able to see light. And when that light of Hashem is baruch, of Hashem echad, of Shmai echad is shining, then a person sees why, and he knows why did this happen to me, and why do I... And if he doesn't have the answers, he has emunah pshuta. Amuna, to be able to go through this inyan and not to get angry, not to hurt yourself and to hurt other people, and not to go running after all these Yetzahara and Taivis and Kepedis and so on. Because everything begins with that shikha, with that forgetfulness. Ein mi sheyosim alibay es atachlis. Nobody takes to heart the tachlis. Ha'adam meis b'chol yoyim. Rabbi, ha'adam meis b'chol yoyim. A person every day of life is dying. Each and every one of us is dying every day of life. The day that we just lived through, Shabbos, Parshas, Vayigash, Tavshin, Samach, Zayin, is finished. It is dead. It will never, ever be again. Never again. And we don't know what's going to be. Mashiach should come, should be Tchis HaMeisim. Someone walks around in a cemetery and looks, and they say, yeah, I think this is my Alter Zaidi, I think this is my great-great-grandfather by this name. And they take a look over there to see what's written over there. Yeah, I heard there was a great-grandfather. Yeah. He's supposed to be very good at tennis. Yeah, that's him. That's the whole world, that's the whole life. All the meis b'chol yoyim. Every day. Where does Shalom Bayis come from? When the person takes the tachlis to heart. When you take the tachlis to heart, and you stop living with the demyonis, you stop living in darkness. And when you stop living in darkness, like the Ramchal says, we spoke about last year, then you don't mistake a person for a pillar or a pillar for a person. Right? You spoke in the beginning of Mr. Sharm, you don't bump into things. You don't bump into things. Because you know that this is what this is and this is what that is. Because that's the Ur Ha'amis. And the war of the week, which is the war of the worlds that we learned about tonight, finally comes to an end. And when a person comes home from shul, the Gemara says Friday night, Shnei Malachi Hashar is Malavan La'adam Berev Shabbos. You know how precious the walk, that little walk home from shul is. Some people have to walk a little bit further. Some of them don't have to walk further. Shnei Malachi Hashar is, you all know the Gemara, that the two angels, the two Malachim, accompany you home. Echad Toiv v'Echad Ra. One is a good Malach and the other one is a bad Malach. And the Gemara says that when they come to the house, and if the Ner is Doluk, if the candle, if the Shabbos candle is lit, and the Shabbos table is set, and the beds are made for Shabbos, the covered Shabbos, then the Malach Toiv has to answer. The Malach Toiv says rather, Yehi Rotzen Shetehei L'Shabbos Acheres Kach. Then the good Malach says, Yehi Rotzen May Hashem May Be Your Will, that it should be like this next Shabbos. And the Shlechta Malach, the Gemara says, the bad Malach, Ein Omein Bal Korchai. The bad Malach has no choice. The bad Malach has to say, Omein Bal Korchai. Has to answer Omein to the Tefillah of the good Malach. That means that peace is made between the two Malach. The world war has ended, and the Shlechta Malach, the bad Malach that was making trouble the whole week, the bad Malach that especially Friday late afternoon was trying to make sorrows, the bad Malach is forced to answer Amen, and he puts down his head and he walks back to his place, the bad Malach, and it's a good week coming up. The Lubavitch Rebbe Sussi again, Elenu, spoke about many times in Fibringen's the Inin of Shalom Bayis. He spoke to the men. He had separate Fibringen's with the women. The Gemara, the Rebbe in his Sichas many times brought the Gemara there in Shabbos that speaks about the candle in Shalom Bayis. And Rashi says over there in the dark house, what happens if you don't have a candle? So Rashi says that a person's lehikoshel be'etz of Evan, you'll fall and trip over an eitz or an Evan. An eitz, a piece of wood, or an Evan, a stone. Harlech, Rashi says, v'nichshel ba'afeilu. Since it's dark in the house, you're going to trip over an eitz or an Evan. Rashi says, interesting. What's up? It's an eitz or an Evan. Why does Rashi Davka bring? The Rebbe asked many times in Sichas, why does Rashi Davka bring, you'll trip over a piece of wood or an Evan or a stone? Don't trip, no. The Locha said there's nothing lacking to trip over. It's absolutely eitz or an Evan. So the Rav Chavi said, because the Rashi is hinting to the two most frightening nations of the world in this last garlis before Mashiach comes, Oimrim le'eitz oviata le'evan ata yiladetani. The idolatry of Christianity and with Islam, we can't say idolatry, but the tumah of Islam, even with, we learned in the Chabur that there are Rishonim who hold that Islam is also a desire, but we understand that most Rishonim hold it's not. But the tumah of Islam, that's, everybody agrees, is a tumah. Oimrim, it says in Pasuk, le'eitz, what's avodah zarah? A person says to a tree, to a piece of wood, Avi ata, you're my father. U'le'evan ati ladetani, and to a stone you gave birth to me. The eitz, the wood, is the crucifix, that's Christianity. The evan is the stone in Mecca, which is Islam. Oimrim le'eitz, Avi ata, le'evan ati ladetani. So the Babshim, he said, it means at the end of time, the Alma, the Piruta, the world of Tumma, the world of division, of separation, the Milchamas of the world are the Milchamas of what? Of Edom and the subordinates of Edom of Christianity, which are the Yishmael and the Muslims. Who says to these of our desires, Oviyata, Le'evanati Ladetani? What does it mean to say Oviyata? So the Rebbe says that when a person falls into Averis, there are certain Averis that come from the world of Edom. And there are certain Averis that come from the world of Yishmael. We don't have time for that now. The Milchama in the world. Now they're getting nervous in Europe. A couple of people that have a little bit of seichel are realizing that, I think the Muslims are starting to get strong. It's getting a little scary. I'm not including France in any of that, Sayyid, you understand. But there are in other places in Europe that there are people that are wondering, what's happening? What's happening over here? Christianity, Eben, I'm only supposed to be the Balabas, and all of a sudden, a lot of stuff's going on. A couple of more explosions in Madrid, in Paris, in London, Chas v'Shalom, a couple of more explosions, and there'll be a little bit more Sayyid. And all of this, just another 2 minutes, it's already late. All of this is the Yinir Asar B'Teves. Asar B'Teves. Either we shouldn't fail, we shouldn't stumble over the eights in the Evan and make mistakes and be drawn towards the other side, towards the world outside the wall of Yerushalayim that was talking about Shalosh Hudos. You know, many of the posts can bring down the Bahag. The Bahag says that Asar B'Teves, even if it would fall out, if it would fall out on Shabbos, we would have to fast even on Shabbos. Apella. Tisha B'Av, you don't fast. Tisha B'Av is pushed off till Sunday. Asar B'Teves, it can't fall Shabbos. But if it would fall on Shabbos, you would have to fast on Shabbos. How could that be? So tomorrow morning in Slichas, we're going to say this sentence. Tomorrow morning in Slichas. Avoisai ki bodchu b'shem Elokei Tzuri. Our ancestors who trusted only in Hashem, our strength. Godlu v'hitzlichu gam osu peri. They were strong and successful and bore fruit. Me'eis hudachu. Since the time that we started getting fadreit, we started getting off the path, hudachu. V'holchu imoy keri. And we went with Hashem in a way that's called keri. We'll talk about it in a second. We got weaker and weaker, and things got worse and worse and deteriorated until Asar B'Teves. That's what we're going to read tomorrow's Slichas. Svarno says, what does that mean? Holchi imi bekeri. What does it mean? Holchi imi bekeri. So Svarno says, when a person is not thinking about the tachlis. Keri means, like, you think that everything in life is just, doesn't have any specific or special meaning. Keri means just that's how it is. Like from the word what? Mikra means things happen. Coincidences, things happen. So Svona says, when a person stops thinking about the tachlis, that's called holfi mikeri. That means, Rabbi say, that when a Jew forgets, the tachlis is to be inside Yerushalayim, inside the house, inside Kiddush, inside the four walls of Yerushalayim that we were talking about the last couple of months, inside the Tchum Shabbos, inside the Chosem, the seal Tchum is the Isis Chosem, and it's the same letters as Chaimas, the wall of Yerushalayim, Chaimas, Tchum, Chosem, the seal of who you are. And you begin to think about what's it like in the world of the Eitz and the Evan outside of Yerushalayim. And you forget the Tachlis. So then you lose connection to the what? To the Godlu v'Hitzlichu. To all of the success and all of the joy that comes from living in that hidden private world of Chaimas Yerushalayim. So Asar B'Teves is when Jerusalem was besieged. And each and every one of us feels besieged, and that's why we have no menuchas nefesh, ein shalom nafshi, v'atzame v'nechatosi, the siege of Yerushalayim. Means that there's something surrounding us, not Hashem. And we daven on Asar B'Teves, Rabbi Shalom, bring us back, that we should have shalom bayis. Bring us back, Hashem, that our home should have strong walls. As long as we're stuck in Golas, that our home should have strong walls. Nothing from the outside, from the Eitz and Evan, should be able to seep into our homes. Help us that we and our children should never look outside of our own walls of Yiddishkeit, of Kedusha, to look for something outside of who we are. And that's chus tivne chaymes Yerushalayim. The wall of Yerushalayim should be rebuilt, and the walls of Kedusha of Shalom, of Menucha, should be rebuilt with inside each and every one of us, and we should be zeicher that all of the fasts will be transformed into days of great celebration, Gula Hashem, Amitis, and Hemi Amen, Amen, Amen.